Doug, I was interested in Revelation chapter 17, verse 3, where John he says, "So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness." And I heard a minister once say, or actually a Revelation seminar once say, that John's viewpoint here is at the end of the wilderness period, which was like 1798, and he was looking back, and five that were fallen were Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, or pagan Rome, papal Rome, and all those had fallen, and this scarlet-colored beast was something other than what most people say, because the woman sits and rides it. I was just wondering if you think that this scarlet beast here is the same composite beast of Revelation 13.
All right. Well, the beast in Revelation 13 is the same beast you find in Revelation 17. The big difference is there's a woman sitting on the beast in Revelation 17. That beast in Revelation 13 is the devil working through the Roman Empire ruled by Caesars.
Mm-hmm.
Same beast. There's not too many beasts floating around with seven heads and ten horns and that are that color. The difference is now you've got a woman. A woman is a symbol of a church that is controlling the country of or the government of Rome. Because when you sit on a horse, the rider should be controlling the horse. This woman is sitting on or riding the beast. Now you've got a church controlling a government.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question about the beast in Revelation 12, because it tells us that that beast tries to devour the baby Jesus when he's born. Well, that was King Herod using Roman soldiers and the Roman government to try and destroy the child.
Mm-hmm.
So now you get to Revelation 17, and it's a woman sitting on that beast. Now a church has become involved in manipulating the Roman government. But let me share something with you, maybe a little different view. It talks about the different heads. It says
mm-hmm.
these are seven mountains. Of course, Rome is called the City of Seven Hills. And
right.
It says there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. Now, do you have a pencil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Pastor Doug's slant on this. I used to do seminars on Revelation. These heads not only represent the seven hills, they represent kings as well that persecuted God's people. You've got Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Five that were in the past when he has this vision. All five of those powers occupied the children of Israel and persecuted them. Okay?
Right.
Then you've got that those are all in the past. It says five have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
It says one is.
Mm-hmm.
That was Rome, pagan Rome, ruled by the Caesars. And it says, five are fallen, one is, the other is not yet come, and when he is come, he must continue short space. That's papal Rome, ruled by the church, and it says he's also the eighth. Why? You go to Revelation 13, it says he gets a deadly wound, but he comes back again.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, this has been very satisfying when I match it up with everything else in Bible history in the Old Testament. It fits. These are the powers that persecuted God's people on through time. And all the way to the end, actually.
Mm-hmm.